The Rockland Economic Advisory, Rockland Economic
Development
Advisory Committee.
Matt Ripley, Harbor Master.
I'm Noel Musson, the planning consultant working with the city on the project.
I am Ken Pride. I live on Lower Cedar Street in North End, and I taught school here for 32 and a half long years. This is my third meeting, and I'm delighted to be here.
I'm Julie Hash. I'm the Community Development Director for Rockland.
I'm Callie Black. I'm on the Comprehensive Planning Commission, and that's kind of my reason for being here.
I'm Leslie Gall. I live on Broadway, I guess in the center of Rockland, and this is my second meeting.
Christos Kalivas, and I live in the South End on Laurel Street. Rockland resident.
Okay. Is there any member from our enormous audience in the room here that needs to or would like to address the committee?
Yes.
Okay, Ron, would you come on up here?
Oh, good. Okay. And as you know, this is a legislation-creating time. Now we're
take a seat so they can hear you in here.
Okay.
Yeah,
this is the time.
Introduce yourself first.
My name is Ron Huber. I'm Executive Director of Friends of Penobscot Bay. I've lived in Rockland about 20 years, but now I'm out of there. However, our business is located here. Legally. And so one of the concerns that we always have is our harbor management plans being updated, taking full consideration of the wild organisms that are there. That's the fish, the clam worms, you know, the marine mammals, and all the others. And I can find sometimes the interest that want to responsibly, responsibly develop the harbor and the waterfront around it don't have adequate information to really judge how badly they are impacting that ecosystem. So we try to urge that a really good ecological survey be done. And I think NOAA certainly has a plan there. I haven't seen the latest iteration of it, but you get the idea, I think.
Okay.
Okay, so the bills. Anyway, I've been really busy with the aquaculture things up in Bucksport and all that. Let's see, some of the bills that look like they're going to be done there are a cumulative impact bill. And this is one that just in miniature, every time a new building or new moorings field is opened up, the wild space, the public space is reduced some. How many of those together, even though they're not happening at the same time, you know, can irrevocably harm and change the quality of things. So mostly the state planning office used to really help with doing that, you know, and then, of course, LePage eliminated the office. And also, this is basically an effort to help bring it back. I know that the governor-elect is going to recreate the planning office, in fact. And so the coastal planning of this sort is going to be very important. And so you're establishing sort of a precedent here. This is a very big industrial harbor, you know, for its functions and all that. So anyway, that's one bill that simply will help people understand when the balance could be knocked off by the lobstering here could be seriously diminished if one more mooring field took out lobstering from an area.
It's
the legislator's still finalizing.
Okay. It would just be a title at this point.
Right. And there's some others, but basically I don't want to take up the committee's time here. So I think if any of them are pertinent, I may bring it up, but I'd really like to move along.
Okay. So you're very concerned about the environmental impact of the future on the harbor.
Right. Just think that, to me, I'm here on behalf of the worms and the fish and the birds. They don't really have an advocate otherwise. And I've been recognized by the state superior court this way before, and didn't win the case, but certainly was allowed to do it. And so I feel like I've got a point of view or a position that needs to have its voice at meetings like this.
Good.
And so I'm glad that, you know, speaking as the audience here, I've been able to
at least two-thirds of the audience tonight, Ron.
Yes. That's it for now, folks.
Thank you. Thank you, Ron. Is there anybody else that would like to talk to the subject?
Sure. My name is David Wiley.
Best to sit in front of this.
I know.
There you go.
My name is David Wiley. I live in 26 Masonic Street in Rockland. I am going before the City Council on the 10th, voting for me to join this august body. And I'm here at the urging of Julie, who I met with earlier in the fall, I guess, and Valley. So I have no particular agenda other than Rockland.
Good. Well, we welcome you aboard. We hope you get signed up.
Not aboard yet.
We hope you get signed up, and then we'll pipe you aboard, sir.
I'll be there.
That'll be great. Thank you for coming along tonight.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Any others?
Speak right in there.
Thank you. That's good advice. Okay. Thank you very much. Adjustments to agenda. And I did have one thing in mind, is that I think what we could use from Noel right now would be like a thumbnail description of where exactly we are with this process.
Sure.
And particularly in terms of the business of creating enough material to write a plan.
Yep.
And I suppose the question that many of us have would be, what is our role in all this ongoing? This is our fifth meeting, I think, now. And I think people are starting to say, well, exactly what are we here at the meetings for to do? So anything, any insight you could give us, and Julie, I'm very happy to hear from both of you guys, just for a quick thumbnail description of where you think we're at with all of that.
All right.
Thanks.
So I could do that now, or actually had that as part of number 6 on the agenda. So do you want to approve the minutes and then just jump right in? Or do you want me to do this now and then go back to the minutes?
What do you think?
I think approve the minutes and then I'll take over.
Good. I just think that's something that some people are starting to wonder about. And we have had several people leave the committee or just not show at the committee so far. And I'm always concerned that one of the things that drives that is lack of certainty. So it'd be great to address that. Have you had a chance, ladies and gentlemen, to read the minutes that Ed produces for us?
Yes.
Does anybody have any comments about things that were missed? Or things that he's quietly slipped in without us knowing? Okay, I hear none. So that's good. Does anybody want to make a motion that we approve these minutes as presented to us by Ed?
I move we approve the minutes as presented by Ed.
Okay, that's great.
Seconded.
Christos, Callie moves, Christos seconds. Any discussion? Everybody in favor of doing that? Good. Thank you.
And may I say, Ed, you take really good minutes.
Yes, you really do.
Seriously.
Well, thank you.
It takes hours to correct these minutes.
Good job.
As they say, if I had more time, they'd be a little shorter.
I know that of all that's about.
Is there a membership list?
Right on the inside of your packet today.
Oh,
second
correct.
Sheet.
If you look at the second page,
there you go.
That's the current membership list.
And it also includes David as a nominating on the assumption that he will be joining us.
And it needs to, Casey O'Hara is not going to be able to serve.
He's
a new baby at home.
Okay. Had a great time or a year for a new baby.
Yeah, his wife has decided that
he can't
she
serve.
Needs him more than we need him.
Okay.
And he's communicated that to you?
Yes, he has. Okay. And I've asked him if there's anybody with O'Hara's that lives in Rockland that might be appropriate to provide that perspective for us. And he didn't come up with anybody immediately, but he said he would give it some thought.
Good.
Maybe we can.
And we can also think about that, too.
Yeah.
Ourselves.
I mean, even if someone can not be a member, but just come for informational purposes,
yes.
It would be helpful.
Yes.
Well, certainly we've lost Celia and now Casey, so that represented a good chunk of the the maritime establishment. We'll probably need somebody else if we can get somebody.
Thanks.
Okay. We'll look. Okay. If you see somebody, let them contact us, because that is an important part.
Yeah.
So, another member of the committee who I don't think has sat with us before, so it would be good if you would introduce yourself, name, what you do, and if you represent any particular organization here on the Harbor Committee.
Hi, thanks. I'm Jen Rockwell. Sorry I'm late. Chronically tardy. Apologize for that. I am a member of REDAC.
Can you explain that for the massive television audience out there?
Sure. It's the Rockland Economic Development Advisory Committee.
Thank you.
Along with John here. And Julie.
Welcome.
Thank you. Personal or just...
Nope, that's probably good. Okay. That's great. That's Thank fine. You so much. So we're now on... We're on item number 6 of the agenda. So... No.
All right.
Thank you.
I'm just going to jump right in. I think we're going to kind of transition between item number 6, 7, and 8 as we kind of work through it, and then at the end we'll sort of wrap up. So there's a couple of things that I want to try to accomplish today. One, getting to David's point, which is just to talk a little bit about the process, common understanding of where we are in the process, where we're headed in the process, and what we're going to be doing as we go through this process, as we go through the Harbor Committee. So that's the first thing. Secondly, just a couple of quick communication updates for some things that are ongoing and or we need to start thinking about for a few communications things, related items. I have a couple other updates for inventory stuff, so talking a little bit about submerged lands leases and also regulatory matrix. And then we're going to spend some time talking about the working waterfront and the marine economy, thinking about how we define the working waterfront and what the marine economy entails, which is going to transition into where we're headed later in the process, probably the next meeting. So I have some handouts as we get through, but this one you might want to look up here. What we have is kind of a work plan here in terms of where we're going.
Can you make that a little bigger?
Yeah, I can try to make it a little bigger too. There we go.
Honestly, even one bigger.
One more?
There we go. That's better. That's better.
I can see that it's there.
So, this is a work plan. It's sort of a work in progress. It's getting adjusted as we kind of move through the process, but let's take it into big steps. So, what we've been working on and what we will continue to be working on for the next couple meetings is the background information. We all need to have sort of a common understanding of what it is we're talking about. What is the working waterfront is a good example. The marine economy is a good example of things that we're going to be doing. So what I've prepared is sort of this work plan that's sort of guiding our process, things that we're going to be doing at meetings, like tonight's agenda, and then sort of the outcomes that we're going to be trying to achieve in each of these meetings since we have, you know, in the context of the plan, it's not a huge amount of time to try to figure it out. So... December, we already have the agenda for moving into January, continuing discussions about the working waterfront or the marine economy, maybe having some discussions tonight at the end of this meeting about having a second meeting in January where we can talk about sea level rise, mooring areas more specifically, and some summary conversations about federal maintenance on channels and things like that. So at the next meeting, doing some research on what harbor trends are, harbor uses, continuing that to build the database for what the marine economy is. And then February, a few other issues we need to deal with. Economic impact survey from the consultants that we're working on pulling together the survey information that we did in October. Economic, environmental information, topic area discussion, where we're really going to start to pull things together, and maybe thinking about a second meeting in February where we have a larger meeting that we can get business owners along the waterfront to try to come to that meeting so we can talk to them a little bit more about harbor needs. In March, hopefully we'll have a complete draft of the inventory that we're talking about now for preliminary review and approval from this body, and then thinking about
prior concepts for Public Landing, Middle Pier, Harbor Park. There's already been studies done for these areas, so we need to kind of pull that out and refresh everybody's memory on what that is. And then trying to seek some thinking about a preliminary list of issues, needs, and opportunities for discussion. And then in April, kind of transition into, now we're going to be talking, sort of circle back to where we have already been and start talking about some of these issues. If you remember where we had broken this out into the outline of the harbor plan, so right now we're in that inventory piece. We're going to be moving into the topic areas for more policy discussion, considering mooring areas. And this may flex a little bit depending on how things go in the conversation, but just sort of laying out how I think things are going to proceed from this point, from the mooring areas to considering different aspects of the plan. What I'd like to do is sort of proceed with talking about a topic, one meeting, and then consolidating that information, coming back to get confirmation that, yes, this is what we agreed on, this is what we talked about, and then identifying any areas that we needed to. At one meeting, we may identify some things that we're not quite clear on, that I need to go back and do a little research on, and then circle back and jump to another topic, and so on and so forth. And hopefully by August, we'll have a good draft of the harbor plan, and there may be some outliers in there that we need to kind of continue to refine at that point, but we should have a pretty good sense of where we are by August. So that's the high level. And so where you all fit in is, number one, this is, again, not my harbor plan. I'm here to try to facilitate the process. And so what I'm trying to do is take the outline that we came up with and bring information that we have, and then let's talk about it. What else do we need? What am I missing? What other information do we need to gather to try to make informed decisions? But primarily at this point, we're really trying to create that common understanding of all the facets of the harbor that we need to deal with. And it's not just a one topic issue, it's a multiple topic issue. And that's where we are. Yes?
I have a couple of probably really basic questions.
It's probably, I think there are concerns about us not being audible. So these things, we really need to pay heed to them.
Thanks.
So, as I said, I think I probably have some basic questions just because I'm so new to this process. But I'm curious about what the difference is between this organization and the Harbor Management Commission. And have there been other harbor management plans that we can refer back to? And how does all of this fit together? I don't understand why there's a Harbor Management Commission.
Okay, so very clearly, very simply with that, the Harbor Management Commission is a permanent standing committee of the city government. This committee itself was put together at the direction of the City Council this summer with a specific goal of creating a plan for the future of the harbor. And this plan will be presented to City Council when it's finished with. And City Council will then either act on it or not act on it or act on parts of it at their pleasure. So we're not the Harbor Management Commission. We're not overviewing and overseeing anything. We don't have any final decision-making authority. Our simple charge is to create a plan for the future of Rockland Harbor. Mm-hmm. And Noel has been hired as a consultant by the city, and Julie is our staff representative from the city.
Matt.
And Matt is the harbor master. And that's essentially the process that we have here.
Okay, I'm still not really clear. I was struck at our meeting last month about the complexity and the vast amount of material that needs to be digested and put into some other kind of form. And I would have thought that the Harbor Management Commission might have some input or some impact on that.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why there's an ad hoc committee doing this and there's a Harbor Management Commission doing this.
Well, the ultimate answer to that is because that's the decision of City Council.
Mm-hmm. Well, they must have had a reason.
Well, I see. I think you're asking to do a lot of catch-up here. Yeah. But
As a City Council representative, there are two people from the Harbor Management Commission who are supposed to be sitting on this committee.
Okay.
one of the problems is the Harbor Management Commission has a fairly small focus of what their responsibility is in the harbor. And this is an attempt by bringing in people from other committees and other citizens to get a much broader view of the harbor and the interaction between the harbor, the waterfront, the businesses that go on, and to get a much broader view than simply what the Harbor Management Commission has been bringing.
Okay.
So it's just an attempt to have a short ad hoc committee get this work done and get out of here without it lingering on. The Harbor Management Commission already has a mandate and a job to do, and asking them to do this too is just asking them to do a lot more work than it's appropriate to ask one committee to take on.
Sure.
So,
and there is a previous harbor management plan, and one of the reasons we're here is it's 19 years old or something like that, and there are parts of a comprehensive plan that we're trying to address too that are also quite old. So this is an attempt to bring it up to date. And if you need all that information, we can either send it or it's on the city's website.
Okay, so if it's on the city's website, it's in the Harbor Management Commission section?
It's in that, it should be on that this ad hoc Harbor Management Plan Committee. All that stuff should be on there, too.
If you look at the boards and commissions link on the website, the very first one is ad hoc Harbor.
Right. Yes, I've seen it.
So let me just try to address it from a planning perspective, not address it the way what the city council decided to do. But our job, I think, is maybe think about it like we're doing a mini comp plan for the harbor and the waterfront, and we're informing the comprehensive planning process, but we're also informing goals and policies that may be implemented by the Harbor Commission, Harbor Management Commission, at some point. So we're, our job, I think, and I would think about it like a mini comp plan for the harbor and the waterfront, and we're taking the waterside issues and the landside issues and trying to make some sense of it and come up with some goals and strategies that relate to the marine economy, the working waterfront, mooring areas, channels, things like that. Some of those that are going to get implemented by other committees. And some of them that are going to be policies and recommendations that the council is going to have to take up at some point.
Okay.
So I think building on and perhaps reviewing the old plan to see if there's any validity, anything that hasn't been accomplished that's still valid and something that we would want to carry forward is something that we're going to have to look at. But also reaching out to other groups to talk to them about what they see are harbor issues, which sort of transitions nicely into my next topic, which is communications update. And Matt and I have already scheduled a meeting to go to talk to the Harbor Management Commission just to get a sense from them. You know, they're the ones that have a lot of, as Ed mentioned, responsibility in the harbor itself. And I think we're going to go just as a preliminary discussion to get a sense of what are some of the harbor related issues that we need to be looking at, what are some things that are really working well, some things that we need to kind of address. So we're going to be doing that on the 18th. So we're starting the process, a similar process that the Comprehensive Plan Committee goes through. So, there's a lot of there are other groups that are responsible for doing things that we may be talking about on a level. So we want to communicate with them and try to be informed by what they're doing.
Okay. Great, thanks.
Does that make sense?
Thanks.
Yep.
Good questions.
Yep.
Thank you.
So in terms of work plan or I just want to make sure that we're clear, responsibility-wise, is that we're going to be getting into it quite heavily at some point in the short term. But you guys are the ones that are kind of informing me when we come back on a topic. Like, oh, yeah, it would be really helpful to have this kind of information so we can understand the harbor a little bit better. We need to add some stuff here. We need to do, we'd like to see this or that. But primarily, it's so important in the planning process to get to that point where we have a common knowledge base so that we can be talking about things as they relate to one another and not in a specific topic. So that's the process that we're going through. Okay.
On this work plan, are we discussing meeting more frequently throughout the winter?
There's a few meetings. What I have done in my work plan is we have, in the beginning, we scheduled we have our standing meeting, which is the first Thursday of every month. Is it the first Thursday of every month? And then we have a second meeting, which is kind of in reserve. So I basically put that in my calendar. And I think that, as I'm suggesting, like, right off the bat, we may want to schedule one for January and maybe February, just so we can get, you know, cranking on a few things that we need to get cranking on. But we probably won't meet twice a month, every month, up until August. That's my thought.
Does that fit in your plan? I'm trying to get more stuff done.
We have to. I've known. I suppose we've all known instinctively we're going to have to start doing this eventually, at more meetings. Yeah.
So where it makes sense, I think the idea for me would be let's have our standing meeting is going to be kind of a working meeting. You know, these are the things we want to accomplish for this meeting. You know, like I said today, we're going to get some common understanding of a few items, and then we're going to talk about the marine economy a little bit, the working waterfront a little bit, have some common understanding of that. But then the second meeting might be more of the informational kind, if you will, where we, the other part of my communications agenda, which is where we might want to target specifically like the business owners in the area and have them come in and have more of a facilitated meeting specific to that topic. And then I think probably thinking about a public meeting, a larger public meeting sometime in March, April time frame, where we've got where we are with our background stuff, our initial round of things. We want to present that. We want to have some discussions about that and inform the public and get some feedback on that.
So. Could you say approximately, I mean, this is only approximately, when you think we might have some text to start going with? In other words, by which I mean the actual writing process.
Yep, approximately. Tell you. I'm going to make sure I get my months right. February.
Okay.
March. Approximately March.
Okay.
Yep.
And do you have this presentation in a form that we can all take away?
Well, this one is, I have it in a form, but I would say it still needs to be tightened up a little bit. As I mentioned earlier, you know, we're starting still sort of working on the details of the blue section, and a little bit of back and forth on the January, February, March stuff. So,
put a big draft on it.
Yeah, happy to share it.
And share, I think it's going to be a work in progress that changes as time goes on. And, you know, maybe the high-level takeaway is the first few months are inventory and analysis, common understanding, identify needs. The second half of the process is goals and strategies. And we're just really gearing up on that first section now.
So we're going to look at those additional dates tonight. So we get
I think
down.
What we I'd like to do tonight is to look at the January meeting and say, you know, we're not going to meet on December 20th, which is the next meeting I had in the calendar, but we would want to meet January. Is it? I get the wrong date. We would want to meet on, say, January 3rd. That's our next scheduled January meeting.
Right.
So we want to, I think since it's close to the holidays, we do want to kind of take a look at that. And then January 17th, potentially, having another meeting.
Would it be helpful if for the first meeting of the month, it's a regular meeting, send an Outlook calendar to the group so that everybody's got that in their calendar, and then we can put the tentative one in too, and we can all reserve it for public outreach and whatever else needs doing.
Does Outlook work for Max also?
I do mine. I can send what I do is I use Google Calendar, so I would just send it in Google, and then whatever your calendar program hopefully relates to that.
Okay.
If you have any problems, we can figure it out.
Is there any discussion about those dates in January? The 3rd is our standing meeting.
Well, can I make a suggestion? Because at the end of every meeting, we have next steps and agenda setting. So we could either do that right now since we're all into it, or we could wait until the end of the meeting and decide how we want to handle it.
Doesn't matter. It's just
it's up to the will of the group. You want to? Is everybody available to meet on the 3rd?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay, so that's the next meeting. How about the 17th? Do we want to just pencil it in?
Let's pencil in all of the tentative second meetings.
Is that one of the one of the two times of the year that we have two separate meetings?
It probably is, because comms meets the first Thursday after the second Monday.
Is it possible to shift that one?
Not actually, but not one too.
I have the comms meeting on the 24th.
That would be the one you attend.
Right. No, sorry. It's on the 20th. The 31st.
Yeah. 17th will be the other one. We can talk about it.
Well, why don't we pencil in the 17th and we'll circle back to Pat and Julie, and if we have to find another time, we can do that. Is that good? All right. Questions on any of that?
And we're not meeting on this month.
That's right. All right. David, did that answer your question?
It's a good start. Thanks.